welcome each one to the service this evening. For the first song, turn in your Christian hymnals to song number 6. It's a phrase I really like in the chorus here. It says, "Draw my heart to thine above." And that's what singing's all about. It's communication with God, and it's a means of drawing our minds towards God. After this, I'm going to have you pick some songs, and we're going to have lots of opportunity for you to pick songs this evening. So if you're thinking about that, if you have a favorite song that you want us to sing, you can be ready with that request. Song number 6 in the Christian hymnal.
Oh, worthy art thou, Lord divine, to receive this praise of mine, to receive this grateful praise of mine. Mercy hast thou shown to me, and my soul delights in thee. Joyfully my soul delights in thee. Lord,
song number 7. Oh, could I speak the matchless worth? Song number 7.
Oh,
song number 13. All hail the power of Jesus' name. The name that is above every name. Song number 13. Time we'll look to Brother Jerry Good for our devotions.
Greetings to you in Jesus' name this evening. The power of song. There are so many aspects in singing. A song can calm our soul. A song can lift our spirits. A song can help us to check our lives, help us to want to recommit our lives to God. Songs of praise and adoration. There's just so many aspects to singing, something ordained by God. As I was thinking of this evening, My mind was drawn to the account in 2 Chronicles 20, where the children of Israel were led by Jehoshaphat to conquer the Ammonites, conquer the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. And I'll just read, begin with verse 20 there in 2 Chronicles 20. And they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they had begun to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And we'll just omit reading there. But, you know, they sang, but it was the power of God behind the singing there, and destroyed them. And then in verse 29 it says, "And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about." But the power of song, it can just do so much for us as Christian people. It was something ordained by God, and it has such a vital part in our Christian lives. I came across a story a while ago that was such an inspiration to me. And here again, it was the aspect of singing that made it so interesting. And I'll just begin reading here, and you can take from it as the Lord sees fit. This was a gentleman with a group of, or several guards with him, and so he's writing this. It says, "Suddenly, piercing that spiritual darkness, a sound came. At first, the sound was confusing. Then it was shocking. Finally, it was simply amazing. The sound was completely out of place in that setting, but it was a welcome as the sound of a waterfalls in a desert. Walking through what had been, at that time, the worst place in the earth, I heard what sounded like angels singing. For an instant, I thought I was hallucinating. I stopped dead in my tracks, and I tried to determine the source or direction of the sound. My guards stopped too. I could tell that they were also hearing the sound. 'This way,' I said, and we set off in a different direction. The singing grew louder. At the next corner, I listened, and we turned again. We grew closer and closer to the music. We finally stopped outside the gate of a small compound from which the singing seemed to originate. I pounded loudly on the gate. A guard appeared and tried to send us away. I pressed and negotiated. Finally, he allowed us to enter what turned out to be a small orphanage. There, a chorus of children was assembled and singing their hearts out under the rather animated direction of a young Somali woman. Her name was Sophia. I had no way of knowing at that time, of course, that Sophia, Ruth, and I would have many surprising encounters and share many adventures in faith, heartache, laughter, and loss in three different countries over the next 10 years with her. When I first met her that day in the orphanage, she had already lost her job, her home, and her family to the violent chaos and destruction that had marked Somalia's long and brutal civil war. Even those who had told her about Jesus many years before had now fled the country. Physically, she was ragged, worn out, and thin beyond belief. She stood a few inches over 5 feet. Evidently, though, there was enough strength left in this little shell of a woman to have gathered 30 orphans together in this shattered neighborhood of Mogadishu. It seemed to be only the sheer force of her will that had kept the orphans alive and waiting for help to show up. They were looking to her, and she was waiting for someone to be an answer to her prayers. In that hard time, she sang, and she taught the children to sing as well. As I walked up to her, she whispered, "You're the follower of Jesus, aren't you? I have prayed that you would come." Even before she said that, I had known that Sophia was a believer. I had seen the love of God shining in her eyes, and I had heard it in the children's songs. I asked her to tell me her story. To my surprise, I learned that this smiling, joyful woman had a typically tragic Somali story. Her husband had been killed during the Civil War, and her two young daughters had disappeared months ago. She assumed that they had died. Her entire family was gone. She had lost everyone she loved. Still, here she was, trying to make a difference in the lives of these orphans who had lost their families. She was a beacon of light, shining in a very dark place. And, you know, what a challenge that is to us today. Are we willing to stand up and to sing the love of Jesus to those that we come in contact with? I guess I was really challenged this morning in our service with the question, do I have a vital enough relationship with God to do what Jesus has done, or to believe that what Jesus has done in my heart, in my life, is it burning inside my heart to go and tell others? Is there enough burning to go out and to share it with others? This lady here, obviously, she had a vital relationship with God, and she wanted to continue that. And so she gathered these Somali children around and to help them to know the love of God. What is burning in our heart? What is a song on the tip of our tongue? And in Philippians 3, verse 10, the very familiar verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Is that what is burning in my heart, in your heart? Are we going to sing the songs of Jesus to those around us? Are we willing to stand out and to tell the world that this is what they need? Is it real in my life? Is it real in your life? All right, why don't we stand for a word of prayer?
Jesus Christ.
Jerry, thank you for the devotions. I like that. I thought you said, what's the song that's on the tip of your tongue? Do you have a song that's on the tip of your tongue? And children, thank you very much. That was very good. You know, I think I'm going to take you guys along with me next time I go over to Bangladesh. We try to teach our school children over there some of the songs that you're singing. And when we teach them, if you're happy and you know it, and they do the stomp your feet, the whole classroom gets filled with dust because they've got very dusty floors. But we could use your enthusiasm over there helping us teach those songs. You did a great job. Okay, what's a request that you have? 491 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 491.
Oh,
oh. Ooh, I'm sorry. Let's do this over.
Oh, oh, oh.
I sing tenor. Okay, I think I heard another selection.
Number 600.
Thank you, Uncle Robert. I was hoping you would pick that song tonight. This is, of course, as we all know, Robert's song. No Tears in Heaven.
Be
This time we'll look forward to a ladies' group by Benita.
We have two songs tonight, and tonight I just want to praise the Lord for his gift of hope and redemption through the cross and through the resurrection. And Easter is one of my favorite times of the year. And I'm also thankful for those times when I walk away from God or don't stay close to him like I should, that we can come back to the cross and to the resurrection and find that joy and victory again.
Oh,
Thank you, ladies, for those numbers. We'll take two more selections from either book.
Bench, Noah's Hilltop, from the very back.
All right. Mansion over the hilltop. Take one more after this song.
I am satisfied with just lying below a little silver and a little.
In the Christian hymnal. After this song, Mark will have a group. Nearer, still nearer, 377.
Your soul, precious.
And when you get a few denlingers together, we can't do much, spend too much time without singing. So we did some singing. It was very enjoyable. And we decided to share just a couple of them with you tonight. First song is A Faithful Shepherd, just one of my favorite songs. I love the way it describes God being our shepherd and supplying our needs. So many times our happiness or security depends on our the balance in our checking account or something like that, I think it seems like sometimes. Whereas, in that way, I think many times we have it completely backwards. Whereas, you know, we receive great blessings if we actually allow God to supply some of our needs. And the second song is All in the April Evening.
Ask our children to come up. We're always happy. I'm not sure if they're all here or not, but we're always happy to be here and to get reacquainted with you, even though we don't get to be here often. So it certainly is a privilege to be here again this weekend, and I wish I would know more of you better. But we'll sing this song, Wounded Robin.
I saw a wounded robin lie with broken wing upon the ground. My heart was touched with deep compassion for its need. And I could tell by fearful eye it was not glad it had been found, and by its flight showed that it mistrusted me. I bent and reached an outstretched hand to lift it away and nurse it back to health again, as it had been another day. It struggled wildly in my grasp for just one moment to be sure. It now lay gasping from the pain it must endure. Dear Lord, I pray, how like this bird, when sorely stricken, dreadful hour, my faith has faltered and I cannot see the way. Have I drawn back and fail to claim thy tender love and healing power? O Lord, I find it hard to live that lonely day. Forgive me, Lord, for all the days when I've refused thy chastening hand. Thy ways are infinitely great and sometimes hard to understand. Remove my fears and dark distrust, and fill my soul with love divine. My every thought and heart and love shall all be thine. My every thought and heart and love shall all be thine.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful. And I had to think, too, the other two songs that you sang. First, we talked about how you sang how Jesus is our shepherd. And then it was about how Jesus is our lamb, or is the Lamb of God. And that tells me that Christ knows what we go through. He knows when we feel like a robin that can't go on. But He was there before us. And He sees not only what we're going through, but what lies ahead of us. And His strength is sufficient not only for what we're going through now, but it's sufficient for anything that we will go through in the future. Thank you very much for that. Does anybody have a selection? Okay, I heard two of those. 46. Okay, and then we'll get the next one after this. 46 in the Christian hymnal. Okay, this is Francie's song. try to get through this. Song number 46.
Oh, there is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name.
Second request?
434 in the
church. Song number 434 in the church hymn. Song number 434. Love of Christ.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, at this time we're going to have a men's group in charge of Andy.
First song we're going to sing tonight is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, a familiar prayer, and one that acknowledges our weakness and just asks God to hold us with his powerful hand, strengthen us and feed us and be our shield, and realizing our own weakness and his power, and putting ourselves completely into his hand.
Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Sing this song, and for some reason it just really inspired me. I will meet you in the morning by the bright riverside. You know, everything with God is positive. We never can go wrong in serving our Lord. Even though we go through what we feel in our human state of mind, deep waters, yet God is able to carry us through. And meeting him on the other side, what a positive thing that is. And I guess my father-in-law just really inspired me with his view of the other side, his view of death. He was not afraid. And we can also be that way when we have that relationship with him. I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning by the bright riverside, when all sorrows have drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide, at the close of life's long dreary day. Morning, with a how do you do? How
Christian hymnal number 309. When Aiden and Heidi sang that song, The Wounded Robin, I'm not sure where I first heard that song, but my wife, in digging through some of our tapes, when the Overholts were here years ago, there was a lady that sang that song as a solo. And it impressed our entire family. She did such a superb job. And it's just been one of my favorite songs for a long time. I really appreciated that song. Christian hymnal 309. Let's sing verses, or let's omit verse 3, and then the chorus will come up on the last verse.
One day when sin was as black as Good evening, once again. We have three songs to sing tonight. Don't want to keep you too late. The first song we're going to sing is one that we've sung here many times before. Hopefully you're not getting too sick and tired of it. He's My King. And the next song is a song about our King as well. It was Midnight in the Garden. And this song brings back many memories for me of singing it in the chorus for years. And I love the second phrase of the second verse. Well, the second verse is, it was evening in the garden. Hours had passed in agony till the Savior paid the ransom on the cross for you and for me. And the last song then is one of Jesus' commands to his disciples: freely ye have received, freely give.
In the west, gentle heaven. also to the garden where he conquered death for us. I've been born.